ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयत्मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। So we are reading from, I have to read all the translations, sir. First we'll recite, then we'll read it. Okay. So we are covering today from verse 17 up to 29th. We'll recite the verse number 29th, and but while chanting the verses, we'll read all the previous few translations.
पारं महिं न उरु विक्रमतो गृणाणो यः पार्थिवानि विममे स राजन्सि मर्त्या किं जायमान उत जात उपैति मर्त्या इति अह इत्याह मंत्र दृगर्षि पुरुषस्य यस्य
सो वर्स नंबर सो वी आर गोइंग टू रिस्टार्ट रीडिंग ट्रांसलेशन फ्रॉम वर्स नंबर 17 अप टू 29th बिकॉज देयर आर नो पर्पस टू दिस वर्सेस वी हैव टेकन द वर्स नंबर 29 सो लेट अस स्टार्ट रिसाइटिंग Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Vishnu, I must nonetheless act in obedience to your order because obeying your order is the most auspicious and is the first duty of everyone. In the 18th verse, Shukdeva Goswami continued, in this way, the most powerful Shukracharya accepted the orders of Supreme Personality of Godhead with full respect. Along with the best brahmanas, he began to compensate for the discrepancies in the sacrifices performed by Bali Maharaj. O King Parikshit, thus having taken all the land of Bali Maharaj by begging the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vamanadev delivered to his brother Indra all the land taken away by Indra's enemy. Lord Brahma, the master of King Daksha and all the Prajapatis, accompanied by all the demigods, the great saintly persons, the inhabitants of Pitriloka and the Manus, the Munis, and such leaders as Daksha, Bhrigu, Angira, as well as Kartikeya and Lord Shiva, accepted Lord Vamandev as the protector of everyone. He did this for the pleasure of Kashyap Muni and his wife Aditi, and for the welfare of the inhabitants of the universe, including their various leaders. O King Parikshit, Indra was considered the king of all the universe, but the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, wanted Upendra, Lord Vamanadev, as the protector of the Vedas, the principle of religion, fame, opulence, auspiciousness, vows, elevation to the higher planetary system, and liberation. Thus they accepted Upendra, Lord Vamanadeva, as the supreme master of everything. This decision made all the living entities extremely happy. Therefore, along with all the leaders of the heavenly planets, Indra, the king of heaven, placed Lord Vamanadeva before him and with the approval of Lord Brahma, brought him to heavenly planets in a celestial plane. Indra, the king of heaven, being protected by the arms of Vamanadeva, the supreme personality of Godhead, thus regained his rule of three worlds and was reinstated in his own position. Supremely opulent, fearless and fully satisfied. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Kartikeya, the great Bhrigu and other saintly persons, inhabitants of Pitruloka and all the living entities present, including the inhabitants of Siddhaloka and the living entities who travel in the outer space by aeroplane, are all glorified the uncommon activities of Lord Vamanadeva. O King, while chanting about the glorifying the Lord, they returned to their respective heavenly planets. They also praised the position of Aditi. O Maharaj Parikshit, pleasure of your dynasty, I have now described to you everything about the wonderful activities of the Supreme Lord Vamanadeva. Those who hear about this are certainly freed from all the results of sinful activities. Now coming to today's verse. One who is subject to the death cannot measure the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Trivikrama, Lord Vishnu, any more than he can count the number of atoms on the entire planet Earth. No one, whether born already or destined to take birth, is able to do this. This has been sung by the great sage Vasishtha. Purport. Vasishtha Muni has given a mantra about Lord Vishnu. Nate Vishnur Jayamano na jato mahimna param anantam ap. No one can estimate the extent of the uncommonly glorious activities of Lord Vishnu. Unfortunately, there are so-called scientists who are subject to death at every moment but are trying to understand by speculation the wonderful creation of the cosmos. This is a foolish attempt. Long, long years ago, Vasishtha Muni said that no one in the past could measure the glories of the Lord and that no one can do so in the future as well. One must simply be satisfied with seeing the glorious activities of the Supreme Lord's creation. The Lord therefore says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vishtabhyam idam krishnam ekam sena stito jagat. With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. The material world consists of innumerable universes, each one full of innumerable planets, which are all considered to be products of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, material energy. Yet, this is only 1/4 of God's creation. The other 3/4 of the creation constitute the spiritual world. Among the innumerable planets in only one universe, the so-called scientists cannot understand even the moon and stars, but they try to defy the creation of the Supreme Lord and His uncommon energy. Such men have been described as crazy. Nunam pramattaha kurute vikramaha. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.4. Such crazy men unnecessarily waste time, energy and money in attempting to defy the glorious activities of Urukrama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjanam Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Grim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Parashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarane Nityananda Maham Naomi Sarvananda Karamparam Harinama Pradam Devam Avaduta Shiromanem Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Hemam Vadivya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Maha Prem Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So before we come to today's verse, so we will try to give the summary of a previous chapter and also a few verses which we have discussed in last few days. Hare Krishna, is it clear? So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vamanadev, he was very pleased with Bali Maharaj, and therefore the Lord gave him more opulence than Indra. He gave him Sutala Loka. And actually the opulence which was bestowed by the Lord was not an ordinary opulence. It was a Mahaprasad of the Lord. If we see in another incident in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where it is described about the opulence of Kardam Rishi, which Kardam Rishi manifested for Devahuti, and there also it was said that such kind of opulence which was manifested by Kardam Rishi was even not available to Brahma. Savada Acharya says that. So that was an actually of the Mahaprasad of the Lord. And when the Mahaprasad of the Lord, when the things come in the form of Mahaprasad, then certainly it is not going to hamper your consciousness or hamper your any activities of the life. So Mahaprasad is always going to keep us Krishna conscious. So even though it is an opulence, and there is a chance that one might get bewildered, but because it is Mahaprasad of the Lord, one will still be able to remember the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna when one gets such kind of opulence from the Lord. Bali Maharaj was an extremely truthful person. Although he was a demon, but he was truthful. And when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he asked from Bali, where should I keep third step? Nothing has left with you. So Bali Maharaj, to keep his promise, he requested the Lord, "Oh my dear Lord, you can keep this your lotus feet on my head. Because this all this world belongs to me, so I have double the value of this property." So Bali Maharaj was saying that I am giving you something more than you are asking. An exalted person is willing to suffer for any kind of consequences, but he does not like that if he has given a word to someone and he is not able to fulfill that word. So Bali Maharaj, to keep the promise given to Lord Vamanadev, he offered himself to Lord Vamanadev. Bali Maharaj, Bali Maharaj was very seriously contemplating on the dynasty of Asuras, and he was very easily able to identify that there are so many Asuras in his family, in his line, who got delivered by surrendering to Supreme Personality of Godhead. And one of the biggest personality whom he knew was Prahlad Maharaj himself, his spiritual master. He took shiksha from Prahlad Maharaj. Because of the causeless mercy of Prahlad Maharaj only, Bali Maharaj has become a pure devotee. Bali Maharaj has received the causeless mercy, and he became a Kripa Siddha. By the causeless mercy of Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj became a pure unalloyed devotee of the Lord. And considering this, this point, that how Prahlad Maharaj, although he was also born in a demonic family, but he surrendered himself to the Lord and he attained perfection. So following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj also did the same thing, and he offered himself unto the lotus feet of Lord Vamanadev. He surrendered completely. And Bali Maharaj very well knew that the Supreme Lord is the He is the well-wishing friend of all the living entities. For him, there is no difference whether he is a demon or he is not a demon, or a demigod. For him, there is no difference. When the Supreme Lord Vamanadeva, when he came into the arena of Bali Maharaj, where he was performing the sacrifice, Bali Maharaj wanted to offer, he immediately realized. Try to understand Bali Maharaj's position. It was not that Bali Maharaj did not know that this is Vamandev, this is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Vishnu. It was not the situation. He immediately knew that this is Supreme Lord Vishnu. And Bali Maharaj immediately wanted to offer his dandavats. But he could not. Because there are so many demons. He was surrounded by his associates, which were demons, and also Shukracharya. One of the reasons was Shukracharya. Now imagine that you are in a Western world, let's say in Arab countries, and you see your spiritual master right in front of you. And there are all police and everybody around, so you might feel some, but you might not able to offer respects like you are offering in India. Here, if you see our spiritual master, we will offer dandavats on the road itself. But there we might not do that. So Bali Maharaj was offering obeisances to the Lord in the mind. So Bali Maharaj offered dandavats to the Lord in the mind. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he understood this. And he bestowed more mercy on the Bali Maharaj than he could bestow on Indra and the other demigods. So the Lord is also called as Bhavagrahi Janardhan. So why is that? Why is he called? Because if a devotee surrenders to the Supreme Lord, the Lord resides in the heart of every living entity. So he notes, he takes a note, this Jiva of mine is now surrendering unto me. From external, his activities might not show such an engagement in devotional service. But from within, if that Jiva is surrendering himself completely under Supreme Personality of God, the Supreme Lord's take a note of that. And then he helps him in all the ways. He helps him. The Lord welcomes his service. The Lord sees that he is serious, so Lord bestows his causeless mercy on him and encourages him to become a pure unalloyed devotee. He helps him to increase his unflinching faith. The Lord helps a devotee from inside. And when the Vamandev, when he understood the sincere desire of Bali Maharaj, but he came to help Aditi and Kashyap Muni. So the Lord did both the activities. The Lord also helped Bali Maharaj to become a pure unalloyed devotee by giving his darshan. He bestowed his causeless mercy on him. He took away everything from him and gave it to Indra, the son of Kashyap and Aditi. And so he satisfied Indra as well. So Prahlad Maharaj, and there was a time when Bali Maharaj was not able to offer everything to the, when he was tied up by Varuna. So at that time Prahlad Maharaj and everyone, they came and they requested the Lord that, my dear Lord, now Bali Maharaj has given up everything for your pleasure. He has given everything to you. So now you should release him. Now there is no way that you are keeping tied. So please release him. Please release him immediately. So then the Lord granted him benediction and said that, do not worry Bali Maharaj, that I am sending you to Sutala Loka along with Prahlad Maharaj and along with myself. I will be also there as your doorman in Sutala Loka. Now we have to see that Bali Maharaj, from an external point of view, we can see that Bali Maharaj opulence was taken away by the Lord. The Lord came, the Lord took away everything from him and gave it to Indra. But here, if we can see that Bali Maharaj is more fortunate than Indra. Why? Because the Lord Vamandev has agreed to stay with Bali Maharaj all the time. Now who is more blessed? Certainly Bali Maharaj. The Lord has agreed to become his doorkeeper of Lord of Bali Maharaj's house. So after everything was over, now Lord Vamandev came to Shukracharya. Because Shukracharya, he was a genuine Brahmana. But when the Lord Vamandev came and requested for three feet of land, at that time Shukracharya stopped Bali and he cursed him. So now when everything was settled, now Lord Vamandev came to Shukracharya and he said, Shukracharya ji, you cursed Bali Maharaj, right? So now I am requesting you to please find faults in Bali Maharaj. Please find fault. The Shukracharya, he realized that Bali Maharaj Yajna, Bali Maharaj Yajna is successful because the Yajna was being performed for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu himself came walking to the sacrificial arena. So certainly Bali Maharaj Yajna was complete. It was successful. So now what will Shukracharya say? At that time Shukracharya did not realize all these things, but now when everything was settled down, Shukracharya is able to understand and realize that this is the situation. And then Shukracharya, he says that, oh my Lord, even if there are any discrepancies in your sacrifices, but if your holy name is chanted, everything is fine. Everything becomes auspicious. Everything becomes complete if holy name is added to it. And because, so this is the situation. So my dear Lord, I am very sorry that I cursed your dear devotee Bali Maharaj, but I understand now that your holy name is very powerful, and because Bali Maharaj was your devotee, you have come here and bestow causeless mercy on him. So in this particular thing, Shukracharya was very much attached to ritualistic ceremonies, and he was encouraging Bali Maharaj also do the same. But Bali Maharaj, because of the association of Prahlad Maharaj, because of the association which he got, shiksha which he got from Prahlad Maharaj, he was always fixed himself in the lotus feet of the Lord, and he was always chanting the holy name of the Lord. So that is the difference between both of their consciousness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has also recommended us that Harir Nama Kevalam Kalava Nasteva Nasteva Gatir Anyatha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is requesting all of us that we should also not follow all these Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, and we should only take shelter of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he advises us, Yajna Sankirtana Prayar Yajantihi Sumedasa. So now, although Shukracharya was initially of a different mindset, but now after all this association with Shukracharya, he also got Brahmaji's association, he also got Lord Shiva came there, all the demigods came there, and Prahlad Maharaj came there, and they all glorified the Lord. So all this glorification Shukracharya also heard and was able to realize, yes, it is the truth that simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, everything is complete. So then Shukracharya, he started to continue his ritualistic ceremonies, and he completed the yajnas, he did this part. And then we come to the today's verse where it has been said that one who is subject to the death cannot measure the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Trivikrama, Lord Vishnu, any more than he can count the number of atoms of the entire planet Earth. No one, whether born already or destined to take birth, is able to do this. This has been sung by the great stage Vasishtha. Yes, it is very true that we cannot understand or count the innumerable qualities of the Supreme Lord. It is said that even Ananta Shesha, he once pleased the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord told him that you have to do some service for me. He said, what? You have to hold this bhumandala on your head. He said, okay, till what time? How many years? 1 year, 2 year, 6 months? How much time? He said, okay, you have thousands of your heads, thousands of mouths you have. You kindly start glorifying all my qualities, pastimes, activities. And when it gets over, you keep it down. So Anandashesh is still glorifying the Lord's activities, forms and pastimes, and is still not getting over because it are unlimited. So it is certainly very difficult to count Hari Anant, Hari Katha Anant. So Lord is unlimited, and all his pastimes, all his activities, his forms, his past, everything is unlimited. But they are recorded in the scriptures as well, like scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam. One might say, if it is unlimited, how we can understand? We have to understand by taking shelter of sadhus. We have to understand by taking shelter of coming in the association of sadhus. In the seventh canto, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he submits himself to Narad Muni. He sees something very unusual. He sees that Shishupal, who was an enemy of Lord Shri Krishna, he used to always, Shishupal, what he used to do? Right from the day he took his birth and he started speaking, he used to literally give bad words to Krishna. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj was aware of that. Even in our family members, our brothers and sisters, all of us grew together, and then we understand this person is like this, this person is like this. So we know each other's behavior. So here Yudhishthira Maharaj was able to understand what is Shishupal. But when Krishna killed Shishupal, Shishupal's soul merged into Lord Shri Krishna, and that bewildered Yudhishthira Maharaj. And now he was looking for someone who can clear his doubt. And then he saw Narad Muni, and then he sat under his lotus feet and he requested, "Oh Narad Muni, please clear my doubt." In our devotional life, while we are practicing as sadhakas, it is very important that all our doubts are cleared. If there are doubts in our heart, then we won't be able to develop unflinching faith in the spiritual master. We won't be able to develop unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord if there are doubts. So now what will clear our doubts? Srimad Bhagavatam. There are three ways by which we can serve Srimad Bhagavatam. One is by hearing from the people whose life is Bhagavatam. We have to hear from those devotees whose life is Bhagavatam. Because they will speak as it is. And they are practically, they are demonstrating by their practical example what is the life of a Mahabhagavat. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam has all the details, all the details of the Lord's activities, form, pastimes, and not only the Lord, but also of his devotees. So if one wants to become a pure and loyal devotee of the Lord, then one has to take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. For that, one has to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the first important thing. And hear from people whose life is Bhagavatam. And then, second way is we should serve Srimad Bhagavatam by reading it regularly, Adhyayan. And then, the third way is by glorifying the Lord. Glorifying the Lord in the assembly of the devotees. Whatever we have heard, whatever we have read, we have to glorify the Srimad Bhagavatam. But one of the key points here is Sadhu Sangha. We can only understand this unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead only when we come in the association of saintly devotees whose life is Bhagavatam. And we have to hear from them. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is step-by-step process given of how a sadhaka progresses by the association of devotees to the platform of prema. So let us try to read the few verses. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, it is said, "Kona bhagye kona jivere shraddha yadi hai, tabe se jiva sadhu sangha ye karai." If by good fortune, a living entity develops faith in Krishna, he begins to associate with devotees. By some sukruti, bhakti sukruti, agyat sukruti which he has done in the past life, if he has faith in the Lord, then he will develop some faith in the devotees of the Lord. And then he will sit in their association and hear about Krishna. This is what we have been doing also. Initial days also, we have been sitting and hearing about Krishna. By hearing, Krishna is very easily understood. We might not understand Krishna by reading the books, but we will very easily understand Krishna if we hear it from sadhus. Because they will see our position, our situation of our heart, and then they will speak Harikatha accordingly, and then they will transform our heart. Then further verses says, Sadhu Sangha Hayate Haya Shravana Kirtan Sadhana Bhakti Haya Sarva Anartha Nivrittana. When one is encouraged in devotional service by the association of devotees, then what happens? One becomes freed from all the contaminations by following the regulative principles and by constantly doing chanting and hearing. Shravana Kirtana Jala Karaya Sechana. So it is very important that we regularly do that. It is said, Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So Bhagavatam has to be served every day. Book of Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat has to be served every day. How can we serve a person Bhagavat every day? By following his instructions. And how can we serve Srimad Bhagavatam every day? By reading about it every day, by hearing about it every day, by speaking about it every day. So this is the way by which we can serve Srimad Bhagavatam every day. Anartha Nivritti Haile Bhakti Nishta Haya Nishta Haile Sarvadhyane Ruchi Upajaya. When one is freed from all the unwanted contamination by hearing regularly about the life of pure devotees from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, so what happens when we regularly hear the activities of the Lord and His devotees, we become like them because we are always associating with them, and a person is known by the association he keeps. So if he always absorbs himself in Srimad Bhagavatam, then one will become a Bhagavat. If one wants to become a Bhagavat, one has to come in the association of Bhagavat. If one wants to become a Premi Bhakta, one has to come in the association of Premi Bhaktas and hear Krishna Katha from them. So this is the key point. This is the key point. And by hearing from them Srimad Bhagavatam, then by chanting for the pleasure of the Lord, chanting has to be done for the pleasure of the Lord and our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada ji. We have to do chanting for their pleasure. So when we do that, when we continue hearing, what happens? We become free from all the contaminations within our heart. And then Ruchi Hayate Bhakti Haya Asakti Prachura Asakti Hayate Chitte Janme Krishna Priti Ankura. After taste is awakened. Many times we see that we complained that I don't have taste for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. I don't have taste for chanting the holy name. So how will the taste come? By not chanting? But not hearing? When we say we don't have taste for chanting the holy name, so how will the taste come? By not chanting? No, we have to chant. Similarly, when we say we don't have taste for hearing Harikatha, so how will the taste come? By hearing more and more and more. But by avoiding hearing Harikatha, one will not develop any taste for hearing Harikatha. So we have to hear more and more and more and more and more. We have to read more and more and more and more and more. And gradually that aruchi will be converted into ruchi. So after this taste is awakened, a deep attachment towards the Lord arises. And from that attachment, the seed of love for Krishna grows in the heart. This is what Mahaprabhu is saying. And then what he says? Sei bhava sei bhava gada haile prema naam sei prema prayojana sarvananda dham. When that ecstatic emotional stage intensifies, it is called love of Godhead. Such love is life's ultimate goal and the reservoir of all the pleasures. So this is what we are aspiring for. If we are a devotee, are we aspiring for a post and position? No. If we wanted post and positions, we could have easily got outside. Are we aspiring for money? No. If he wanted money, there is a better place to work outside and get more money. Then what are you aspiring for as devotees? You are aspiring to become Premi Bhaktas. Bhaktas which are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, we want to become like them. So for that we have to associate with Srimad Bhagavatam all the time. For that we have to associate with people who are like the Bhagavatas mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. And follow their instructions. Submit to them, surrender to them. Just like Bali Maharaj, he was a demon. But he perfected his life. How? By the causeless mercy of his Gurudev, Prahlad Maharaj. He perfected his life. So such incidences are kept in Srimad Bhagavatam for whom? For us. But we have no time for Bhagavatam. We have no time, no interest in Bhagavatam. If we are not nourished, even if we are washing pots, we will be thinking of sense gratification. Washing pots for Krishna, we will be thinking of sense enjoyment. Because we are not nourished. We are doing aarti of the Lord. But while doing aarti, we are thinking of something else other than Krishna. Why? Because we are not nourished. While chanting the holy name, we are thinking of something else. Why? Because we are not nourished. So how will nourishment come? By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is a food for soul. We get 9 o'clock prasad for the body. But food for soul is Srimad Bhagavatam. And we are not giving that nourishment. So our soul is not nourished. We are not nourished in Krishna consciousness. So even while doing our everyday activities, we feel dryness in our heart. Because we are not nourished. So that nourishment will come when we are absorbed ourselves in hearing and chanting all the time. A Vaishnava should be very eager to associate with advanced devotees. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 22.83, it is said, Krishna Bhakti Janma Mulaya Sadhu Sangha. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Shri Krishna is the association of the advanced devotees. Now, how can we take advantage of Sadhu Sangha? Now, we have some understanding of association. Now, let us try to understand what Bhaktivinoda Thakur wants to say. Many people think that by serving the lotus feet of Sadhu, washing his lotus feet, by offering obeisances to him, by drinking the water washed by his feet, eating his remnants and giving him some donation, we think that we are getting advantage of Sadhu Sangha. We think like that. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying this. I am not saying this. Please, these are not my words. So please don't blame me. Although Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that although by doing such activity we are respecting a sadhu, that is good. And we are gaining something, some sukritis we are getting, but this is not actual Sadhu Sangha, he is saying. Washing the feet of a sadhu, taking his remnants, all these things, he is saying that we are getting some benefit, but we are away from the real benefit. If one carefully search, now what one has to do, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, if one carefully searches out the pure characteristics and the nature of the pure devotees, and one tries to emulate them without duplicity, then one can attend pure devotional service to Lord Shri Krishna. So we have to find those pure characteristics in that devotee and we should try to become like them by following them. So that those characteristics we have to see and you try to become like them by following them. A materialistic person, he approaches a sadhu, offers obeisances and prays to him. Oh merciful sadhu, please be kind to me, I am very poor and very fallen. That is why I am very much attached to sense enjoyment. And it is very difficult for me to get out of this sense enjoyment. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying these words are of the people who are materialistic minded. Materialistic minded people, they pray like this to the sadhus. Oh Maharaj, We are very much attached. We are very much attached to sense enjoyment. And we cannot give it up. So please. So they do some kind of little service to the sadhu. But if in return, if that sadhu says, "Okay, I bless you that all your business is finished in the material world," if he says this, then he says, "No. Don't say this. Don't give these blessings to me. If everything goes away, then my life will become hell." So we are very attached to so many things in this our material world. We are so many attached to these things, and we are more attached than we should be attached to attaining prema bhakti. When situation of Bali Maharaj came, Bali Maharaj was a similar situation. The Lord was wanted to take away everything from him. So Bali Maharaj very happily submitted himself, "Oh Lord, take it away." So if a sadhu blesses someone saying that may your material desire, wealth and followers be destroyed, then the materialistic people, they say such benediction is a curse. "I don't want such benediction from you, Maharaj. Please give me some post position, bless me that I become a very big person in the Hare Krishna movement." We don't want the actual blessing from sadhus. So in course of the life, we meet so many sadhus. But due to our artificial behavior, what kind of artificial behavior Bhaktivinoda Thakur has mentioned? We do not get anything from their association. We associate with so many sadhus. But nothing happens in our heart, no transformation. Why? Because the reason is given here. Therefore, we have to be very carefully associate with pure devotees. When you associate with pure anal devotees of the Lord, we have to understand the very nature of their character. What is their character? How much fixed they are in Krishna? How they are absorbing always 24 hours in thinking, feeling and willing for the pleasure of the Lord. So a person going in the association of sadhus, he has to see this nature, this character of a sadhus, and then try to become like them. We should try our best to realize the pure nature and the characteristic of a sadhu, and then we should try to build our own character based on their character. This is the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Examples are there, many examples are there. King Rahugan, he met Jadbharat. And Jadbharat, what did he do? He made Rahugan a Paramhamsa Vaishnava like himself. Throughout the Bhagavatam, throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the sadhus are very kind to sincere people. If they see a sincere... Now Jadbharat, he never uttered a word in his entire life. He was staying like a dumb and deaf person. But when he saw a very qualified person like Rahugan, he started speaking to him. Because he saw that he is qualified, then he made that person like him. He transformed his life into a Paramhamsa Vaishnava. So we also have to become like the sadhus. When we associate with them, try to understand their character. And those good qualities we should try to bring in our life also. How will that happen? By regularly associating with them and by following their instructions. Then we can easily understand Krishna. How? Because sadhus are the proprietor of Supreme Lord. They have captured Krishna in their heart. If they want, they can give us sadhus. They will transform Krishna from their heart to your heart. Just like Vasudev transformed Krishna from his heart to the heart of Devaki. When Krishna first came, he appeared in the mind of Vasudev. And then from Vasudev's mind, Vasudev transformed Krishna to the heart of Devaki. So why the medium of mind, the spiritual master, can transform Krishna from his heart to your heart? Shukdev Goswami, he did not give any formal initiation to Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, your name is this and this, okay, this is your initiating beads. He spoke Harikatha. And while speaking Harikatha, he transferred Krishna from his heart to the heart of Parikshit. And then Parikshit Maharaj became perfect devotee. And before the snake bird Taksha could come to kill Parikshit Maharaj, Anujani Imam Brahman Vasam Yashami Adasaje Mukta Kama Shayam Seta Pravesha Visrajami Asun. Parikshit Maharaj perfected his life before the Taksha could come and kill him. He took permission from his Gurudev Sukhdev Goswami and he fixed his mind unto the lotus feet of Lord Adakshaja and he left his body. And what happened? The Takshak snake bird came and he did the funeral ceremony. Like the body is dead and you have to go and burn the body. He did not kill Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit attained perfection before itself by the mercy of Sukhdev Goswami. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Maharaj, Hare Krishna. Yes.
Why did Vamandev came to Chiti?
I did not get it. Vamandev did not come to cheat Bali Maharaj. In my previous class, I have spoken on this subject matter only. Because of Prahlad Maharaj's Shiksha, Prahlad Maharaj planted the seed of devotion in the heart of Bali. And that seed of devotion fructified in the darshan of Vamandev. When Vamandev came, he came to take away everything from Bali for Indra, but actually he came to bestow causeless mercy on Bali Maharaj. By seeing Vamandev in that arena, as soon as he entered, Bali Maharaj became a pure devotee by the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj. This is what Prabhupada ji has said in the purports. So Vamandev came to cheat Indra, not Bali. He came to cheat Indra, not Bali. Because Bali became pure devotee, Indra is still a karma mishrit bhakta. Yes.
So, how can you understand this?
He was doing that for the pleasure of the demons. Bali was not interested in opulence and everything, but still he had to do his duty because he was the king of the demons, and the king of the demons is to gain the kingdom. Their main goal is to gain the kingdom of Swarga by hook or by crook. So Bali Maharaj was doing his part as a king of the demons. But within his heart, he was following the shiksha which he has gotten from Prahlad Maharaj. So sometimes we are in the office, we have to work, we have to follow the manager and follow our boss and do so many activities. But from within, we follow what our Gurujaran has said. We always try to remain a devotee. We don't engage in sense gratification, even by staying in different outside the devotional association. If we are there, we try our best to remain as devotees. The same Bali Maharaj was doing. Bali Maharaj was although a demon, and he had some duties for as a service, as a king of the demons. So he was doing that. But within his heart, he is simply following Prahlad Maharaj, the shiksha of Prahlad Maharaj. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
What is the definition of a real sadhu?
Real sadhu is a person. Real sadhu is a person who is 24 hours fixed in the lotus feet of the Lord. He is always remembering, never forgets the Lord. Okay, I will give you a simple solution for this. You pray to Krishna every day, sincerely. Oh Lord Sri Krishna, please give me assistance of sadhus, pure devotees, who are your men, whom you have sent from the spiritual world. Please give me assistance of those people. So you pray sincerely, Krishna will give you.
So this is the definition of sadhu.
You pray to Krishna, Krishna will send you a sadhu. First you have to seek the assistance of sadhus. If you want to become an advanced devotee, then you have to seek association of advanced devotees. So if you have doubt that who is a devotee, who is not a devotee, who is advanced, who is not advanced, so don't go and judge and commit offenses. That will be very disastrous for our bhakti. So best way is to simply pray to the Supreme Lord, to Gaur Nithai, my dear Lord, I want to become your sincere follower, I want to become your sincere devotee. So please, I beg, please help me find a pure devotee. There is there. If I tell you now, it will be theoretical. To see that in a person, you need a vision. Okay. I will tell you something theoretically. You will say, I can see this externally. You can see these symptoms, everything, but he is not real sadhu, you might say. So best is, Krishna's arrangement is the best arrangement. Let Krishna reveal that person to you who is best for you. Krishna's associates are always on the planet. Krishna's pure devotees are always on the planet for propagating his message. So if you sincerely pray, Krishna will give you that association. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.